So as it relates to today's daf, and really, Rishtikul Bal Chayv, for the entire sugya of Beishamei and Beisil, so we left enough time to get into it a little bit, and that is, we just learned a sugya, a 3.5 blot sugya, that discusses Beishamei and Beisil. Specifically, the topic is whether Beishamei, who throughout Shas argued with Beisil in Halacha, does that mean that they actually practice Kishitasam? Asu v'asu, like their own shita, or perhaps they acknowledge that Talach was like Beisil, based on the fact that Beisil was the Roiv, and there is a concept of Achri Rabim Lahatos, and it was for that reason that at the end of the day, even though they saw the world so differently than Beisil did, but at the same time, when it came to Maisa, they actually followed the shita of Beishamei. So it was a discussion of the shita of Beisil. So it was a discussion in the Gemara, and the Gemara came out the very, very top line of today's daf, that Bimei Reb Doise ben Hurkin is Hutru Tzaris Habas La'achin, and if that's the case, Shma Mina Asu Shma Mina. You see from here that they actually followed their own shita, and they actually did what they said they did. Now, if you think about it for a second, just meditate on this. It's a Dover Nifla, because you learn through Gemara, Daf Yoimi, throughout Shas, we encounter different machloikas in between Beishamei and Beisil. Beishamei said right, Beisil said left. Beishamei said this, Beisil said that. They so often disagree. And they weren't just disagreeing on Dvarim Shal Mabekach, but they were disagreeing on Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumai Shal Olam. The Gemara gave a whole list of examples in the sugya about Inyanei Ishtos, where Beishamei and Beisil argued. Meaning, Beishamei and Beisil literally argued, is this woman married or is she not married? If she has a child right now, is the child going to be a mamzer or is the child going to be a kosher? You can see what the implications are going to be. Throughout Masech the Shabbos, you have machloikis in between Beishamei and Beisil. So, according to Beishamei, you're Mechal Shabbos if you do this. According to Beisil, it's mutter. This is something that you're allowed to do. In the world of Tumah v'Tahira, you have all the different machloikis in between Beishamei and Beisil. In other words, Lefia Maskonas Agamara here, Masech the Yevamos, that Beishamei was Asu Ka'asu. Like Rabbi Yochanan Shita, like Shmuel Shita, they actually follow their own opinion. That means that if somebody would spend a Shabbos in the world of Beishamei, coming from Beisil, he would think he just walked into another religion. It was literally a completely, completely different world. So here you have Klal Yisrael that's divided into two camps. You're either Beishamei or Beisil. There's no other, right? So you're either Beishamei or Beisil. And literally, if you're Beishamei, you conduct yourself one way. And if you're part of Beisil, you can conduct yourself another way. You could understand why this was a big deal. We could appreciate why it was very, very important that on some level this be reconciled. We already mentioned the Lashon of the Mesilas Yesharim, but it's kedai to mention it again, just for effect. Says the Ramchal in the end of Perek Chaf, in Perek Mishkal HaChasidus, he says, Inyan machloikis Beishamei and Beisil hoye inyan kovid liYisrael. The machloikis Beishamei and Beisil was an inyan kovid liYisrael. It was a very challenging, difficult time. B'pnei machloikis ha-gedoy l'sharaf sebedein, because of the great machloikis that was raging between them. V'soif soif nigra, and eventually it was resolved, sha'alacha ki Beisil l'olam. That halacha will always be like Beisil. Hine, says the Ramchal, kiyuma shal Torah. In order for the Torah to exist, we have to accept chekmar din ze yishar b'chol Torah. It should never be weakened. To make sure that the Torah doesn't become two Torahs. Because until this situation was resolved, there was a chashash, there was a concern that the Torah would eventually become two Torahs. So finally it was resolved, and this was the most important thing. It's kiyuma shel Torah, says the Ramchal. And you can understand why. Because it's literally two different worlds. So how was it resolved? How was the machloikis between Beishamei and Beisil resolved? So we know the answer. We've spoken about this so many times. It's a Gemara. In the Sechtes Erev in Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amr Rababa, Amr Shmuel. Rababa said in the name of Shmuel, Shalei Shonim Nechluku Beishamei Beisil. There were 3 years that Beishamei Beisil argued. Halalu Oimrim Halacha Kimayseinu. Beishamei said Halach is like us. Falalu Oimrim Halacha Kimayseinu. Beisil said Halach is like us. Yatz Abask of Amra. Finally, a Paschal came out and said, Eilu ve'elu divrei kim chayim heim. Everybody's right. Says the Gemara, if it's Eilu ve'elu divrei kim chayim, why was Beisil zoicha that Halach is kemoisam? And the Gemara said it had less to do with their intellectual abilities. It had more to do with their midas. It had more to do with their benadam lechaveroi. So how is this dispute resolved? It's a Gemara Masech de Zeirven, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So here's the question, and this is going to be the topic of the raid. And that is, when did this Baskel take place? When was it that the Chachamim was sitting around, and all of a sudden, they look at each other, do you hear something? Right, there's a Baskel. There's a heavenly voice that says, Eilu ve'elu divreli kim chayinen v'halocha kibesu. When exactly, historically, did it take place? So this is something that the Olam discussed over the years, many times. But I found a mitzvah. I found a Maramakim Nifla. It's in a sefer called Yesoid HaMishnah V'Arichasa. And the mechaber of the sefer is Hagoyen, the great Sinai, Rab Ruven Margolis. So Rab Ruven Margolis, in a sefer Yesoid HaMishnah V'Arichasa, he asks this question. He wonders out loud, when was it that this Baskel took place? And Kedarke Bakoidesh, he brings raya after raya after raya to what he believes, his theory, of when exactly this Baskel happened. And he says, once you understand this, it's going to open up a lot of Gemaras, a lot of Chidoy Stumos that we find throughout Shas. Of course, like with every piece of Reuven Margolis, we'll just speak at a few highlights, posh it because it's impossible to go through all the different rayas that he says. The emes is, this Gemara, Masech Tesev, and Daphne Gimel Amid Beis, that says that the Baskel was, that the Machlokes B'Shem Besil was resolved with a Baskel, is mentioned in Yerushalmi also. It's mentioned twice. Once in Masech Tes Brachis, twice in Masech Tes Yevamis. Right here, at the end of the first parak of Masech Tes Yevamis, the Yerushalmi says, what the Gemara says in Erev and Yud Gimel, that the way the Machlokes B'Shem Besil was resolved was with a Baskel. But the Yerushalmi adds one word, a very important clue. The Yerushalmi says that the Baskel happened when the Yidden were in Yavna. That the Yidden were in Yavna, and when the Yidden were in Yavna, they heard the Baskel. So what was the significance of Yavna? So everyone knows that when the Beis HaMikdash was in the process of being destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the leader of the Jewish people at the time, he was the Nasi, this is Bayis Sheni, so he was smuggled out of Eretz Yisrael. He had a nephew that had an inn, and he was able to get him through customs, and he had an audience with the Kesar of Roimi. So imagine, he's literally in Rome during a war at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is on the verge, on the brink of being destroyed, and he has the opportunity to sit in front of the Kesar of Roimi. He impresses, the Gemara says, the Kesar of Roimi tremendously, to the point that the Kesar of Roimi says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I'm so nispal from you, I'll tell you what, grant, ask three things, and I'll give it to you. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought, and he said, these are the three things that I want. The first thing he said was, Tein li Yavna v'chachamel. The second thing he said was, that I want you to make sure you spear the family of Hillel HaZalk and the family of Rabbi Gamliel. And the third thing was, he said, there's a Yid Reb Tzadik who's been fasting, that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be destroyed, he's very not well. I need you to send a doctor from Rome, one of your best physicians, so he should come and he should heal Reb Tzadik. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Tein li Yavna v'chachamel. What did he mean? He meant that the Yidden, the Chachamim at that time were in Yavna. And he said, I want you to make sure that Yavna, which had a yeshiva at the time, is going to be saved. And we've spoken about this. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevater on the Beis HaMikdash, Abiso Zayin Torah, Alpid, he should have Yavna v'chachamel. But the point is, Yavna was the place that the Tanan, that lived at the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, that's where they lived at the time. That's where the yeshiva was. And says the Yerushalmi, it's an often a Yerushalmi, in two places, that this Baskel took place where? It took place when the Yidden were in Yavna. So we have a tremendous clue that narrows it down. So we have a general idea of what happened. We know where it happened, but we still haven't pinpointed exactly where it happened. So Dr. Reuven Margolis, that Yesh Loimar, it happened at the same time that one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas happened. And that is Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Masechtas Brachos Daf Chav Ches. So the Gemara is too long for us to go through it inside. But the Gemara says that there was a dispute amongst the Tanaim regarding Davening Ma'ariv, Tfilas Arvis. Is Tfilas Arvis Rishus or is Tfilas Arvis Choyva? And the Gemara says it was a story with a Talmud Echad that appeared in front of Rabbi Yeshua. And he asked Rabbi Yeshua, tell me, Tfilas Arvis Rishus or Choyva? So he told him Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Then he went to Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel, then Yavna. This is Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi. And he turns to Rabbi Gamliel and he tells him, tell me, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus or Tfilas Arvis Choyva? Amalei, he told him, Choyva. So he said, Choyva? I heard from Rabbi Yeshua, Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel said, really? Rabbi Yeshua says Rishus? He knows I hold Choyva. Why would he see Rishus? So he says, why don't you wait until Rabbi Yeshua and all the Talmid Chachamim enter the Bes Medrash, and I'm going to bring it up, and let's see what happens. So the Gemara says, Nichnasu Bali Tresen, everybody entered, and Rabbi Shua was there as well. And Rabbi Gamliel tells the Talmud, stand up, and I want you to ask me the question again. So he says, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Chayva. Rabbi Gamliel says, Chayva. And then Rabbi Gamliel turns to the audience and he says, if there's any person here who thinks that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, now would be a good time to say it. And nobody said anything. So Rabbi Gamliel looks at Rabbi Shua, he says, Rabbi Shua, how about you? What do you hold? You hold Tfilas Arvis is Rishus or Tfilas Arvis is Chayva? Rabbi Shua was embarrassed. And through this whole situation emerged that it's true, Rabbi Shua had Paskin, what he believed, not like Rabbi Gamliel believed, and that is that Tfilas Arvis is really Rishus. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shua was so embarrassed that it bothered all the Talmid HaChachamim that were there, and they decided that something has to be done to Rabbi Gamliel. And the reason was, because this wasn't the first time it happened, the Gemara said it happened once before, and it happened once before that as well. Ad kidei kach nimnu v'gamru, that Rabbi Gamliel is no longer fit to be Nasi. Now, if Rabbi Gamliel is not going to be Nasi, someone else has to be the Nasi. The question is, who should it be? Now, the most worthy candidate was Rabbi Yeshua. The problem was they felt that this is a little too close because Rabbi Yeshua was the one that caused this all to happen. So it's not fair to Rabbi Gamliel to make Rabbi Yeshua the Nasi. So they said, maybe Rabbi Akiva should be. The problem with Rabbi Akiva was he didn't have Yichas. They decided that it's going to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. He's the one that should do it. Why didn't they pick Rabbi Eliezer? So we spoke about this because he was Mitamid Beis Shammai. He was Shamuti. Why didn't they pick Rabbi Tarfin? We spoke about that once as well. We have rabbi bites on all of this. But the bottom line is, who did they end up taking? It was Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. The problem was Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, he had a lot going for him. He was Torah, Vigdula, Viyichas, Vimakam Echad. The problem with Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was he was too young. He was only 18 years old. Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, there was a miracle. He woke up in the morning. He had a long white beard, and that's why he said, "Ireni kiven shivim shana." Really, he was only 18 years old, but he looked like he was 7. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azari became the new Nasi. Says the Gemara, "Ton oisei ayoyim." That day, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari became the Nasi, so cool the Shomer HaPesach. They removed the Shomer HaPesach. There was a person he used to guard the Beis Medrash, and they removed the guard of the Beis Medrash. V'nasam l'shusel tamidim likanes, and they allowed all the tamidim, anyone that wanted to enter Beis Medrash, they said, "You're invited in. Anyone can come here. Share. Everyone's invited." What was the chiddush? Oh, Rabbi Gamliel machris vaymer, because Rabbi Gamliel shita was kol talmid shein toichei kabari leikonis the base medrash. That any talmid that's not toichei kabari is not allowed to enter the base medrash. They changed the policy, and as a result, they said anyone that wants to come could come. So the Gemara says, "Ahu yoyim on that day, itoisvu kamasav sal." There were many benches that were added to Beis Medrash. How many? Omer Rabbi Yochanan pligi ba Rabbi Yosef ben Dustoy Rabban. It was machlokes. Chadam one said 400. The other man, the Omer, said 700. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Gamliel had chalish sadas. He had a dream. A gansa ma'isa." The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Tano idius by biyam nishnis." On that day, mesechtes idius was taught. Okay, what's the significance of this? The Gemara continues and says that every single time you find in Shas that there's a certain day being mentioned, and the way the day is being mentioned as boy bayoyim hahu yoyim, it means that day. The Gemara continues. There wasn't one halacha that there was a shaila of what the psak is that wasn't resolved on that day. And the Gemara continues and goes on and on and on. Zok Rav Ruvim Margolis. We have a maisa that we know took place in Yavne. The Gemara says this maisa was a story that had incredible, incredible significance. How much significance? Just reading between the lines of the Gemara, you know, tremendous. Says Rav Ruvim Margolis that one of the things the Gemara says happened on that day was that there was no halacha shoyse tluya bebeis medrash shaloi peshua. There was no machloikis that wasn't resolved on that day. He says, what does that mean? What happened to all the machloikis in between Beisham and Beisil? What happened to Beishan all the Beyantif? Beishamai says this, Beisil says that. What happened to Tzara Hasef? What happened to all the machloikis and throughout Shas between Beisham and Beisil? There was no halacha shaloi peshua. Beisham and Beisil were fighting on everything. The Torah was mamish two Torahs. What do you mean there was no halacha? He says, you know what the pshat is? It's pasha to me. Because the Yerushalmi says in Brachas and in Yervamis that where was the Baskel that came and resolved halacha Kibes Hillel? It happened in Yavne. It must have happened on that day. And faket, that's the teeth kind of the Gemara. That is good for what the Gemara means. That lehoisa halacha shayisat tlui beveis medra shaloi preshua. That there wasn't one halacha shaloi preshua. You know what? Because you know what happened on that day? What happened on that day? The Baskel came out. That adds a tremendous layer of significance to that day. And that was when the Machlei Yushari B'Shul was resolved, and that's exactly what the Gemara means. What it says, Le'hoitz Halacha, Shoyset Kli B'Beis Medrash Lo'i Peshua, says Rav Margolis, when you understand this, you can appreciate Masechtas Idiyos a little bit better. You know, you open up Masechtas Idiyos, how does the Masechta begin? Idiyos literally begins with the word Shammai. Right, Shammai Omer. It starts with the Machlokes in Shammai and Hill, and then it goes from there to the Machlokes in between Beis Shammai and that hill. And Idiyos is very, very much Machlokes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. As a matter of fact, in the first parak of Masechtas Idiyos, the Mishnayos discuss different times that Beis Shammai was Mekel and Beis Hill was Machmer. Right? We know ordinarily Beis Hill was Mekel and Beis Shammai was Machmer. But in Masechtas Idiyos, you have all the Mikule Beis Hill and the Mikule Beis Shammai and the Mechumer Beis Hill. He says, why is this Masechtas Idiyos? What does it have to do with Masechtas Idiyos? Because one was Idiyos towards Zokta Gemara. It was by Sayyai. It was on that day. What happened on that day? There was no halacha that was through the base medrash shaloi prashua. But what was the most significant halachas that needed to be explained? The machlokes of Bishayim Basil. Because this was halacha kemaisenu, halacha kemaisenu. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. So this needs to be settled. And it was settled on that day. So that day was gepaskin, halacha kemaisenu. So you know what happened? Idiyos happened. This Basil, that Basil, that Basil, this Basil. Right, you have all the different halachas related to Basil. By the way, Sarah Sarva is an Idiyos. It's all the Masechtas Idiyos. And now we have to know when it's a Mikule Beis Shammai and Michumre Beis Hillel, because usually Beis Shammai is the Machmer, Beis Hillel is the Mekel. But now that we resolve the Halacha, we have to know that, by the way, don't think this is all part of Idiyos. This is all part of the testimony that's been given on that day, that there were times that Beis Hillel was Machmer, Beis Shammai was Mekel. And it's important to know, it's anomalies, it's a Chidushim, but at the same time, sometimes this is the way it is, and we need to know it because it's very, very important for us to understand that the halacha is now going to be like Beis Hillel. He says another Davar Nifla. The Gemara says that up until that day, where Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, there was a Shomer HaPesach. And he would allow certain people to enter, and he wouldn't allow other people to enter. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, they removed the Shomer HaPesach. And they said, anybody that wants to come, even if you're not Toichei Kabari, anyone that's interested in coming to learn, you're all invited to learn. That happened on that day. Why did it happen? It's a pasha you learn. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he had a different hashkafa when it came to admissions in a yeshiva. Rabbi Gamliel had his quote-unquote Shomer HaPesach, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't have a Shomer HaPesach. In Rabbi Gamliel's yeshiva, you had to be Toichei Kabar. In Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it was more inclusive. Right, that's pasha the way you learn. Oh, but the emes is Zokra Ruvim Rangolis, Yesh Loimar, a lot starker. And that is, there's an Ovis, the Rav Nosson, in the end of Perik Beis. It's Perik Beis Tess. Vehemidu Talmidim Harbe. Beis Shammai says, Al Yeshana Adam, Elo Lemisha Hu Chacham, Ve'anav, Uben Ovis Ve'asher. A person only allowed to teach Torah to someone that's a Chacham, that's an Anav. He's a Ben Ovis, he has Yichos, and he's a Gvir. Beisul Oimrim, L'chol Adam Yeshana. No, you should teach Torah to everybody. Shaharbe Poishim Hoyu Behem Be'Yisrael V'Neskarvu L'Talmud Torah. There were many Poishim in Klal Yisrael that eventually became, they were Neskarv to Torah, V'Yatzu Mehem Tzadikim, Chasidim, Uksherim. And had the Oilam followed Beis Shammai and not taught them Torah, we would have lost that on those Tzadikim, those Chasidim, and those Ksherim. So Beis Shammai was very particular about who you can teach Torah to. You can't teach Torah only to a person that's a Chacham, he's an Anav, he's a Ben Ovis, and he's an Asher. Beis Hillel was more inclusive. Beis Hillel allowed to teach Torah to everybody. Parenthetically, Rav Reuven Margolis says that with this is in the footnote. The footnotes are the most geschmack. This is in a footnote. He says, with this you can understand. He says, you're a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Masechtas Pesachim. It's in Perek Vav. It's in Halacha Gimel. Sholesh Esrei Shana, Asa Rabbi Akiva, Nichnas Eitzel Rebbe Eliezer, this is written like a Yerushalmi, for 13 years, Rabbi Akiva went to Rebbe Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer refused to teach Torah to Rabbi Akiva. It's a Medrash Pliya. We know Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud Muvik of Rebbe Eliezer. Talmud Muvik, Shebe Muvik of Rebbe Eliezer. But for 13 years, Rabbi Eliezer refused to teach Torah to Rabbi Akiva. Why wouldn't he teach Torah to him? Zokra Ruv Margolis, Nifla. He says, because Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. We know that he was Mi Talmidei Beis Shammai. He held like Beis Shammai in Ovis Rav Nosson. Al Yeshana Adam, Elo Lemi, Shu Chacham, Ve'anav, Uben Avos, Ve'asher. He said Rabbi Akiva tripped up on two of these points. Number one, he wasn't a ben avos, he wasn't a miyuchas. That's the Gemara in Brachas. That's why he wasn't considered to be a nasi, and he also wasn't an usher. Right? We know he was very, very poor. Now Shver was a great usher, but he was not that far from him. So number one, he's not a ben avos, and number two, he wasn't an usher. A chacham and a non of yeah, or a ben avos and an usher nish. So this is Rabbi Eliezer who's following his Shita, the Shita Beis Shammai, that you can't teach Torah to somebody like him. So for 13 years, he wouldn't teach him Torah. Now, what happened after 13 years? But for 13 years, maybe he became an Osher, and he became a Meyuchas. But for 13 years, he didn't teach him Torah, and if he didn't teach him Torah, he says, Dasi Dabshah. But what do you see from here? That Beis Shammai had a Shita. That what do? That when it comes time to teaching, when it comes to teaching Torah, you can't just teach to anybody. You have to be a chacham and onav ben avis and asher. You have to be toichik kabaroi. Beis Hillel said no. Like kol malamdin, you teach everybody, teach Torah to everybody, because there are many poishim that were taught Torah. They were neskar of yotzim tzadikim chasidim ugsherim. You know what happened in Brachas Chav Chesam and Aleph? The baskol happened. The baskol that the Yerushalmi says happened in Yavna. The baskol that said evil veevil divil kim chayim heim v'alocha ki Beis Hillel. You see, up until the baskol, Rabbi Gamliel had the right to pick and choose who he wanted a paskin like. He held like Beis Shammai, which, by the way, not for now, but there's many, many sources where you find Rabbi Gamliel who mishpachta, he held like Beis Shammai. So he held like Beis Shammai, and because he held like Beis Shammai, so therefore he had a shita. There was a shomer on Pesach. You have to be toicha gebari. Oh, but it's this given a basko. Now that there's a basko, you can't hold like Beis Shammai anymore. It's over. It's done. At this point, it was resolved. Even Beis Shammai, that was asu va'asu. It's over now that there's a basko. Oh, that's what saved Klai. So, oh, now there's a basko. Now there's a basko. So now they remove the shomer on Pesach. It's not a din in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah versus Rabbi Gamliel. It's a din in Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai. Because this is the day that it was gepaskin that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. And because this is the day that it was gepaskin that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, so it's for that reason it was on this day they removed the shomer on Pesach. Rebbe Reuven Margolis continues. He says there's another chida stuma that you can understand once we are able to internalize this. That the baskel happened in Yavne, not just on any day in Yavne. It happened on Brachas Chav Ches. That's when it happened. It happened Ba'oisei Hayoyin. That was the day it happened. The day Rabbi Gamliel was removed from his Asiyas, the day Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. And that is Gemara in Be'ah. It's a Mishnah in Be'ah. The Mishnah says, Afu, referring to Rabbi Gamliel, Amash Shloshet Dvarim Lahakal. He said three kulos. He said, Mechabdim Beis Hamitois. You're allowed to sweep the room that people eat on Yontif, it's Mesach Tzvei, we're dealing with Hilchas Yontif, U'manichem Asam Mugmar, you're allowed to take spices like Levoina and put it on top of coals, burning coals on Yontif, V'oysen Gedim Kulos B'Leil Pesachim. And by the Leil HaSeder, you're allowed to eat a Gedim Kulos, you're allowed to eat a Gedi, even though it's Mekulos, it looks a little like the Karban Pesach, there's no chash that it looks like maybe you're bringing Kachem Machutz. So the Gemara says like this, is that true? Meisevei, Ein Mechabdin Beis Hamitos B'Yontif. You're not allowed to sweep Beis Hamitos on Yontif. V'shal Beis Rabbi Gamliel Mechabdin. But in Rabbi Gamliel's house, they used to sweep on Yontif. Omer Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik said, Pamim Harbi Nechnasti Achar Abba LeBeis Rabbi Gamliel. There were many times that I entered the house of Rabbi Gamliel together with my father, and loy hayu mechabdin beis hamitzis biyantiv, and they weren't mechabdin beis hamitzis biyantiv. Elo mechabdin oisem erev yantiv. They used to do it erev yantiv. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel's family were mechabdin, but Rabbi Elazar Tzadik says it's not true. It's not true. I saw it my own eyes. I went with my father many times. I remember visiting Rabbi Gamliel. They weren't mechabdin. Another brayso. Ein manichin es hamugmer biyantiv. Rabbi Gamliel's mishpacha they were manichin. Elazar bar Tzadik says it's not true. Pamim harbi nechnasti acher abba lebeis Rabbi Gamliel and loy hoyu manichin es hamugmer biyantiv. They didn't do it. So Rabbi Gamliel said, which one was it? It happened or did? The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara just says Rabbi Gamliel did it. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik said, I saw with my own eyes. I was there with my father. I was a little boy. I remember they didn't do it. Rabbi Gamliel did it. Another case. No, I saw with my own eyes. So you know what the pshat is? Because really, this shaila, whether mechabdin beis hamitos or ein mechabdin, umanichin es hamugmer, ein manichin es hamugmer, is the machloikis beis shammai and beis hillel. Beis shammai says no. Beis hillel says yeah. You know what happened when Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik was a little boy, and he went to Rabbi Gamliel's house together with his father. It was before the baskal. Rabbi Reuven Margolis proves, based on history, that would have happened before the Baskel. So he said, that was before the Baskel. Before the Baskel, Rabbi Gamliel was able to pick and choose. You want to go like Beis Shammai, go like Beis Shammai. You want to go like Bezalel, go like Bezalel. And it counts to be Beis Shammai. And that's where we want like Beis Shammai. Oh, but when the Gemara brings a braisa that says, that Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel mechabdin, or Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel manichin mugma b'yantiv, that was la'achar Baskel. And if that was la'achar Baskel, he says, that would explain, once there was a Baskel, now you had no choice. You had to be Mekel. You had to go like Bezalel. You can't go connected Bezalel once there's a Baskel. So once there's a Baskel, you can't go connected Bezalel. It's at that point they had no choice. And he says, when you understand this, there's a lot of places in Shas where you find steerers. Some saw this way, some saw that way. The Teretz is, with this first generation of Tanon, after Bayesheni, they lived in two worlds. They lived in a world of Koidem HaBaskel, and they lived in a world of La'achar HaBaskel. And Koidem HaBaskel, there were two shittas, there were two opinions. There was Bishamai and Bezalel. And you want to go like Bishamai, you can go like Bishamai. That's all Koidem HaBaskel, like the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Erevin. Oh, but La'achar HaBaskel, now you have no choice anymore. Now you have to go with the Baskel. Nimnu v'gomru. That's it. It's all over. And that's why you find stories where there were steerers, but the emesis is no steerer. We'll mention one more raya. One more thought that Rav Margolis says. And that's the Gemara that we learned today. It's today's daf. The Gemara says that there was a Yid. His name was Rav Doisa ben Horkinus. And while he was alive, he tiru tzaras habas la'achin. And the Chachamim thought that it was him. Turned out it wasn't. It was his younger brother, Yonasan. But they thought he was the one that was matir tzaras habas la'achin. Listen to this Gemara. This was the very beginning of today's daf, which, if we learn a little slower, is really a chidah stuma. But once we understand this, it mamish opens up. Pimei Reb Doisa ben Horkinus etiru tzaras habas la'achin. Vaya adava kasha l'chachamim. It bothered the chachamim. Bepnei shechachem gadol hay, because it was a big chacham. But what happened was, he was old and he couldn't see well. And as a result, he didn't come to Beis Medrash. What does that have to do with anything? He was old. He didn't come to Beis Medrash. And as a result, so Pasha, what it means is, he didn't come to Beis Medrash, so therefore, they had to go to him, right? That's probably Pasha Pshat. But they ain't of coming, we love the Beis Medrash. So as a result, they felt that they had to go tell him something. What were they going to tell him? He held Tzaras Habas his mutter. What are you going to tell him, Bezalel? He knows Bezalel. He's old. What's going on here? It sounds like he couldn't come to Beis Medrash. As a result, he's missing out on a piece of information. So let's go tell. What were you going to tell him? You're going to tell him Tzaras Habas is also, but they thought he didn't know that? Machloik B'Shan Bezalel is one of the biggest machloikas in ever. So he knows that. What exactly were they going to tell him? He says, you know what happened? What happened was, there were always two shittas. There was Tzaras Erevah's mutter, Tzaras Erevah's asa. He was mutter, Tzaras Erevah. Okay, shittas Beis Shammai. Haroitz Nelas is Kedivir Beis Shammai Yasa. In fact, this is the raya, that asu v'asu, that they used to go like Beis Shammai. But then there was one day that in Beis Medrash, all of a sudden there was a Baskel. And the Baskel came out and the Baskel said, Eilu v'eilu divil kim chayin mein v'alochik Beisil. Which means it's all over. You don't have the option anymore to go like Beis Shammai. Now you're muchrich. Now you're mushba v'oimit from the Baskel. Now you have to go like Beis Hillel. The problem was Rav Doisa ben Horkinus, who's one of the greisim atirim of Tzaras Erva, he had not been in Beis Medrash. You know why? Because it was ain of kamum love of the Beis Medrash. It was very difficult for him to come. So they said, let's go to him and let's tell him. Because he doesn't know. What were they telling him? They're telling him, Nachamot, they're going to handle the sugi. He learned Yavamas already a bunch of times. They know all the raid. The problem is, he doesn't know there's a Baskel. Because he wasn't a Beis Medrash. So how was he supposed to know there was a Baskel? So they decided, let's go and let's notify him. And so Dr. Reuven goes, if you're not sure this is the Pshat, we learned in yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, Tezvav Amid Beis. The Gemara said, Shalus Rabbi Yeshua. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, Tzaras Habas Mahu. What's the halacha Tzaras Habas? Amalahem Machlis B'Sham Bezalel. He said, okay, Valacha Gdivrei Mi. Amalahem, so he said, Mibnei Mate Machnisim Roshi, Bein Shnei Harim Gedoilin, Bein Shnei Machloikis Gedoilis, Bein Beis Shammai, Bein Beis Hillel. Mesiyar and Yishem Yerutsa Gulgulo. I'm not getting involved in this Machloikis. The next Gemara, this is the last Gemara of Tezvav Daf Yoyimi. The first Gemara in Tezayin. Rabbi Yeshua heard there's a Yid, Rabbi Doisim ben Horkinus, and he's matir tzaras habas. He said, what? I'm going. Come. And he takes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he takes Rabbi Akiva. Let's go tell him. In yesterday's daf, he didn't want to opine. He said, well, what are you mixing me in? Right? A politician's answer. He said, I'm not getting involved. Shnei harim gedoilim. And now all of a sudden, he's mamish leading the way. He's knocking on Rabbi Doisim ben Horkinus' door. They're mamish, they're trying to circle. And literally make sure that Rabbi Yonasan and Rukis can't get out so they can let him know that Tzaras Erev is Aser. Yes, that he didn't want to paskin. Now, all of a sudden, today, he's going to Rav Doisav and Horkinus. The Teretz says, well, yesterday was Koidim Abaskol. Now it's La'achar Abaskol. And that's exactly what he was coming to tell him. If I care, Rabbi Shu was coming to say, I'll be honest with you, I didn't either want to get involved in this Shiloh. Bein Shnei Harim Gedoylem. I'm telling you, Nimnum V'gomer, there was a Baskol. Now, we've spoken in the past about Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Ein Mashkicha Abaskol. Not for now. But the bottom line is that's Rabbi Yeshua coming all of a sudden now, and he's saying it. And he says, by the way, if you really want a fact, really have an exclamation mark? This Mishnah, Machayim Shaim Bissil, regarding Tzaras Erev, is a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Masech Tzedias. So you see clear, mafurish, that this Machloikis was resolved on that day. It's called, it's often a Mishnah, because Idias was Oysa Ayoyim Nishnah, and you see it's mafurish over this, that's clearly when this all happened. But the bottom line is, it opens up so many different Gemaras when we can appreciate, and we can put a timeline, we can literally put a name to the face in terms of when exactly this happened. When did the Baskol happen? It happened in Yavne. That's an often a Yerushalmi. We're in Yavne, Yesh Loimer Brachas Chavches, and it opens up Brachas Chavches. It explains what it means that there was no halacha that was Tluya Shalein Asparish. It explains why they removed the Shomer HaPesach. It explains the Gemara's in Be'ech HaBeis, the Gemara here in Yavamis Tezayin. And Afazoy Vait, that Reuven Margolis, in one of his footnotes says, when he's talking about this thing, this whole Indian, he says that it's not Rachuk to say that the Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that there were 3 years that the Talmid of Hashem and Sol argued, Halalu Oimrim Halacha Kimoisenu, Halalu Oimrim Halacha Kimoisenu, until the Baskol came out. So he says, it's very, very Yitachin, that those 3 years were the 3 years that the Yidden were in Yavna. How long were the Yidden in Yavna? So Rabbi Magol says, lean nearer, that it was 3 years. And those were the 3 years. And the 3 years happened then, and this sort of was the culmination of 3 years of raging back and forth between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But either way, that's the rest of the story. But just as a postscript to this raid, and that is, what emerges is a whole new appreciation for the Baskol, and a whole new appreciation for the Gemara and Brachis, Daf Chavches, where you see Klal Yisrael was in a Sakana Gedoyla. The Lashon of the Mesilas Yesharim, that the Machlokes B'Shamayim and Beis Hillel was an Inyan Kaved Li Yisrael. It was a very, very, very difficult time. And then it was resolved with the Baskol that the Gemara talks about in Erev and Yud Gimel, which we've now placed, took place in Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph. So just one postscript, and that is, to Donoch in Gemara. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Shabbos. The Gemara is on Daf Kuflam et Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Kishenichnus Rabbi Seinu leKerem beYavna." When the Yidden entered the Kerem in Yavna, Amru they said, "I see the Torah shetashtachet miYisrael." There's going to be a day that Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar it's a pasuk. It says, "Hine yom im bam neum Hashem leKim veHishlachti Rav baAretz leRav laLechem." There's going to be a day where there's going to be a hunger, but it's not going to be a hunger for bread. It's not going to be a thirst for water, but the hunger and the thirst is going to be kiim l'shmoyes divrei Hashem. And Chazal understood from this pasuk, they understood from this nevuah of Amos, that what this means is there's going to be a day where there'll be no Torah, where it's literally going to be yamim bam no'um Hashem. It's going to be a time where Torah is going to be forgotten. What triggered this? It happened in Yavna. Why in Yavna? So Pasha, you learn that the reason it happened in Yavna is because Yavna was right after the Churban, and the Beis HaMikdash was just destroyed, and it was so difficult for the Yidden. Al derech, malka v'sareh, bagoyim in Torah. And as a result, there was a hergish that asli the Torah shetashtakech miYisrael. But I think we have a little bit of a neifach. We understand it on a little bit of a deeper level. Because even in the Beis Medrash alone, what was happening was is the Torah was being divided into two Torahs. And like the Ramchal says again, it was an Inyan Kaved LiYisrael. This was a very, very challenging time. Because what was at risk? That Chas V'Chalila, the Torah, would become two Torahs. And if the Torah would become two Torahs, this is Torah Shetashtakech MiYisrael on the highest level. And this is something that they were so, so worried about. We're in Yavne, because this is where it happened. This was all taking place in Yavne. And it gives us a little bit of a deeper appreciation why Kishenichnas Rabbi Seinu LeKerem B'Yavne, why this was a hergish. Yidden are walking around Yavne with mamish heavy hearts, Inyan Kaved LiYisrael, pun intended, because they understand that everything going on, both politically, in terms of what's happening in the world, and even Vas Tutzach and Beis Medrash, the Torah is becoming two Torahs. And what's going to be? How's Torah going to survive? You know, it's interesting. The Gemara says at the very, very end, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yechai said, Chas v'sholem shetashtakech Torah miYisrael. He heard this whole braise, Chas v'sholem, you think Torah is going to be forgotten? There's no way Torah is going to be forgotten. Shenemar, Because the pasuk says, "Ki loisi shachach mi pizara." Reb Shimon bar Yochai said, "Torah will never be forgotten." Ki loisi shachach mi pizara. I don't know when Reb Shimon bar Yochai said this, but I know what happened later in his life. You know, I know what happened later in his life because we have a mesora that wherever it says Reb Shimon bar Yochai, as opposed to Stam Reb Shimon, it means it's after the 13 years that Reb Shimon was in the Ma'ara. That means this Gemara happened later in life. Later, an older Reb Shimon, a Reb Shimon that's the Gadol Adar, a Reb Shimon that at that point had been Megala, all the Seidus of Kabbalah, that's the Reb Shimon that said that I know there was a Mesoira, I know as in Yavne Fleik Menzog, and I see the Torah Shatashtakach Mi Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem Shatashtakach Torah Mi Yisrael, Kishanemar Kiloisi Shachach Mi Pizarei. It's never going to be forgotten. This was something that Reb Shimon bar Yochai said that he was older. But I don't think it's a coincidence that if you go back to that Gemara, Masechtas Brachos Daf Chaf Ches, the Gemara that began with the Talmud that asked Rabbi Yeshua a Shaila. The Shaila was Tfilas Arvis, Rishus HaChayva. And Rabbi Yeshua said Rishus, and then he asked Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said Chayva. And then one thing led to another until eventually Rabbi Gamliel was removed from his Nasius, until eventually Rabbi Lozav and Azariah became the Nasi, until eventually there was a Baskel that said, Elu ve'elu diver lekim chayimeh, Obev Aloch kibes nils, at the end of the whole Gemara. The Gemara says, tell me, you know, there's one question I've been waiting to ask the entire sugya after all this drama. Who is that Talmud? Who is the Talmud that set all these events into motion? Who is the one that asked the question? Tfilas Arvis Rishus HaChayva. It's an interesting question, but the Gemara asks the question. It's not a fun fact. Feistois, it's wichtig. And the Gemara answers the question. You know who it was? It was Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, who years later would understand in his heart that it's not possible that Torah could be forgotten. Chas v'sholem shetashtakach Torah Yisrael. A young Reb Shimon bar Yochai. A Reb Shimon bar Yochai was not even mentioned as Reb Shimon at the time. He's just the Talmud at that point. But Reb Shimon bar Yochai himself was the one that asked the question. And through that question, until today's raid, oh, he's the one that caused Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to become the Nasi, which we know was significant, but we had to be there because it's just hard to appreciate what the significance was. Now we have a little bit of an oimik on what the significance was. It saved Klal Yisrael. It saved the Torah. This matzav of sakana that was happening at that time, that the Ramchal talks about in Perikov, you have to see the Ramchal inside to fully grasp the depth. That's why we keep on going back to it. Of what was going on, it was saved by this Baskel. And this Baskel who came about because a Talmud asked the question. And who was the Talmud that asked the question? The Talmud was Reb Shimon bar Yochai. You know, the Sfar Makdoshim say that ki loisi shachach mi pi zarei. Those words, ki loisi shachach mi pi zarei, is soifei tevis Yochai. It's because Reb Shimon bar Yochai is the one that said it. He's the one that said, chas v'sholom shetashtak tachtoyer mi Yisrael. Shenemar ki loisi shachach mi pi zarei. And it's merumis in his name. Reb Shimon bar Yochai is soifei tevois ki loisi shachach mi pizarei. Oh, but the MS is Reb Shimon bar Yochai's legacy in ki loisi shachach mi pizarei is not just his memra in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches on the base, but it was a question, an innocent question that he asked as a Talmud in Masechtas Brachos Daf Chav Zayin on the base, which takes us into Masechtas Brachos Daf Chav Ches. It was a question that would assure ki loisi shachach mi pizarei. It was a question that was asked at a time where the Yidden held asida teirush at teshtakach mi Yisrael, where there was a rav, but not like mayim, not lo lechem. It was l'shmoyas divrei Hashem. It was scary, scary, scary times. But at the same time, it was saved. And who was it saved through? It was saved through the Heilige Tana, Reb Shimon bar Yochai.